You're listening to The Positive Professional with me, Tracy Yvonne. So if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. So let me explain. It's actually free. There's a creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor then distributes your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can actually make money from your podcast with no or minimum listenership. So give it a try. Today's episode is sponsored by Ivy Elite Training. Are you looking for online professional workplace training to improve your knowledge, competence, skill, and effectiveness? Then visit www.ivyelitetraining.com. Thank you for tuning in to another episode. Today I'm going to talk to you about ways to cultivate your optimism each day. You might be surprised to hear that optimism is not an innate quality. Optimism and pessimism are ways of looking at yourself and the world through a positive or negative filter. Once you think of them as reflections of your mindset, it becomes much easier to believe that you can change. Like any new behavior, you need to practice every day for it to become a habit. So try these 6 suggestions to cultivate your optimism daily. So the first suggestion is keeping a journal. Journaling or keeping a diary allows you to process events and get a different perspective on them. It also encourages self-reflection and captures insights into your thinking and behavior. You can write down what happened during your day and document, not just the bold facts, but how you did it, what you did to make it happen, and what you did right. And more importantly, how it felt while you were doing it. So don't just record the good things. Remember to write down the things that didn't go so well and reflect on what happened, how you dealt with it, and what you might do differently the next time. Laugh. Consciously notice the funny side of things and write them down. If the technology didn't work and you had to give a presentation without the slide deck, or the power went out, or there was a fire drill in the middle of a crucial meeting, what can seem like a disaster at the time can also be looked at as a comedy of errors. Write down your future. Write a letter or a journal entry that sets out the future you want. What job are you doing? Are you running your own business? What have you learned? And what has changed? Imagine how your future looks and feels can be a powerful motivator. Keep a kindness list. Have a page in your journal where you note down kind gestures. Write down when you're kind to someone or when someone is kind to you. Even the little things count, like opening the door for someone or letting someone go first in line for coffee. You'll be surprised how quickly they mount up, and your ever-lengthening list will give you a different perspective on things. Say thank you. Write a letter or email or even call someone who has been genuinely kind to you. Tell them how much you appreciate what they did or said and how it affected your life. And the last suggestion is choose positivity. Make the positive choice to develop and maintain an optimistic outlook. Do this every morning when you wake up. Decide that today is going to be a great day.
Choosing to be optimistic will make it easier to bounce back from the bad times and to enjoy and be certain of the good times. Stay safe and be well.